الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم جزاكم الله أحسن الجزاء معنا. The crux of Hazrat Maulana's advices was that every person, whoever comes in this world from whichever tabaka, whichever segment, whichever work of deen or dunya he is doing, every person desires paradise, desires Jannah, and every person desires to be protected from Jahannam. He says, when the soul of man, which is the only thing that has been with us and which will go with us, when the soul of man was in a world which was called the world of soul, at that time there was no body, but the soul at that time was clean. And when the soul is now going to go out of this world, it's going to go how it became now in this world. When it came clean, there was no need of cleansing it. When it came in this world, now it will depend on man. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. If man can make sure this soul leaves clean, then he has got his paradise. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And if in this world, when that soul which was clean came, became soiled and dirty, then as the soul leaves, it will go straight to Jahannam. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala protect us all. When the soul comes in this world also the body came. And on the body also sicknesses and illnesses target it. And the soul also illnesses and sicknesses will target. The illnesses and sicknesses that target the soul, Hazrat Maulana explained, the crux of it is two. Although the ulama mentioned it into 10, but he said, I will give you the crux as two. The crux are those illnesses which can be called a nafsi, nafsani illness. A illness which is within the passion of man. It is the desire for food, the desire for drink, the desire to get more, the desire to fulfill its carnal passion. He says this is called a nafsani passion. This is an illness that comes, like how illnesses come to the body. This is an illness that comes onto the soul. A second illness is what is known as a shaytani illness. Shaytani illness is the illness which is I. Which was the illness which shaitan refused to respect and obey the command of Almighty Allah. Hazrat Maulana then explains further that both these illnesses are such that contrary to worldly illnesses, a worldly illness which touches the body, it is also sunnah to get cure. But it is sunnah. And if the person doesn't get the cure, he will pass away with that sickness and finished. Then you got the sicknesses which has hit the soul, which is because of nafsani or because of shaitani. It is that sickness of I and whatever comes with it, or that sickness of a carnal passion. He says, number one, to get cure from these illnesses is wajib, it is farz. Number two, if we don't get, then when we die, it's not finished, it's only starting after that. And he says, the third is the illness that hits the body, everyone picks it up. Immediately the person says, I feel the pain. He says, but the illnesses that hit the soul, shaitan, it is called the shaitani sickness. He says, if anyone could have picked it up, it was shaitan at that time who would have picked up, so I got a sickness which is called a shaitani sickness. He says, he couldn't pick it up. That's what made him shaitan. So when the man cannot pick up the sickness, then the push to go towards a doctor sometimes doesn't come. And if death has to come in that condition, then if that soul was pure, and it was kept pure, and it goes pure, then it is paradise for all. But if the soul which was pure and became soiled and it goes dirty, may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala protect us all. Hazrat Maulana then continues and he says that the ulama explained that how Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, he created sicknesses that target both the body and both the soul. Almighty Allah also created doctors who will pick up the sickness, who will give cure for remedies for the sickness, who will prescribe something for the sickness. The doctors of the world, their subject matter is the body and they have done wonders in that field. But it ends with death. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those that learned from them, which came in the name of the Mashayikh, which came in the name of great scholars of Islam. They were also blessed with the ability to give some remedy, to give some prescription. As a man runs towards a doctor because of the body, he says, to a much greater extent does man need to run towards a doctor for the soul also. Then Hazrat Maulana explained a wonderful point. He said that everyone is worried of this issue of bi'at. And do I have to take bi'at? And I am scared or I am shy. Should I make him my sheikh? Should I take the bi'at? So Hazrat Maulana said that the original of bi'at itself, in the aspect of the shariat, that itself is a mustahab action. There is a lot of barakat in it, but the action is mustahab. As for the rectification of the soul, to go and look for a doctor, he says, to worry about that sickness and to pull it out, that is farz. Hazrat Maulana then gives a wonderful advice. He says, many a person perhaps is shy of taking the bayat. But bayat is not the main thing. The main thing is to get that cure and to try to purify that dirty soul of ours. He says, for that day we need a couple of things. He says, one is you need to mention to someone which is called ittila. Like how you mention to the doctor, doctor, I got this problem. Thereafter you need to take from the doctor which is called ittiba. That the doctor says, take this medicine, you say, I will take this medicine, I will obey. There will have to be i'tiqad that I trust the doctor. It can't be once I leave, immediately I take the medicine, I said expired and I put it in the bin. And the last thing is inqiyad, that in front of the doctor, I don't give my opinion. And I say, I think you gave the wrong, I think it should have been this. He says, the main thing is the doctor. Whether the doctor is your sheikh and you took bayat, or if not, he said, you need a mushir. Mushir means an advisor, someone to give you advice. He says, for the man who is too shy to say, you are my sheikh and I want to take bayat. He says, big people in the world, they also not shy to have an advisor. The more the work gets, the more advice they look for. He says, to find an advisor, this is the beginning part on worrying of the soul. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us all the sticker of the soul. As it came pure, may Allah tabarak ta'ala help us to make it pure, to keep it pure. May Allah pak in His kindness take it pure. Inshallah, now we will call upon Hazrat Maulana, inshallah. Inshallah, for ease purposes, a Peugeot DP68JV GP, a Peugeot and a Hyundai LMN691GP. Inshallah, the owners of this car, please remove your vehicle and park it somewhere else.